Sweden to deport Palestinian migrant synagogue firebomber. By Chris Tomlinson on February 20, 2019. The Supreme Court of Sweden has announced a new ruling that will see a Palestinian migrant who was found guilty of firebombing a Jewish synagogue in Gothenburg expelled from the country. The ruling came against a 23-year-old Palestinian, identified as Faraz al-Nadim by online Swedish media, who had previously been sentenced for his participation in the synagogue attack that occurred in December of 2017, soon after U.S. President Donald Trump announced the U.S. embassy in Israel would be moving to Jerusalem, SVT reports. Initially, a district court ruled that the 23-year-old could not be deported back to the Gaza Strip, but that ruling was appealed with the argument that the 23-year-old may face persecution in his home country. Now, following a report from the Swedish Migration Board, the Supreme Court has upheld the original ruling. The judgment claimed that there was no reasonable reason to assume Al-Nadim would risk being punished with death or being subjected to bodily punishment, torture or other inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. The court also ruled on two other migrants, a Syrian and a Libyan, who will also be deported following their prison sentences for robbery in the case of the Libyan and serious rape in the case of the Syrian national. Deportations of asylum seekers have been a difficult issue in Sweden regarding certain countries like Afghanistan, where around 9,000 migrants were allowed to stay in Sweden due to an outcry by groups and activists who claimed the country was too dangerous for migrants to return to. In one case, an Afghan migrant who was aboard a plane set to be deported was saved by young Swedish activist Haley Nursen, who cried and refused to allow the Turkish Airlines flight to take off. It was later revealed that the Afghan migrant had previously been convicted of assault. Earlier this week, Herson was sentenced to a 3,000 krona $324/pound 251 fine after being found guilty in a Swedish court for preventing the deportation. The Afghan migrant has since been deported from Sweden. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.